I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are Trump supporters, and they call the show, they post on social media, they send us text, we know they're Trump supporters because of, we have to assume they're Trump supporters by what they say, and they're so angry. Why are Trump supporters so angry? What are you angry about? I mean, I would love to hear an explanation for your anger. Your guy won. He's in the White House, so why are you angry? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870.
I have a theory. And it's something we've talked about on the show a lot, which is this sort of identity fusion, this phenomenon of identity fusion where people think like Trump is them and they are Trump and they're kind of inseparable from each other. And that it's not about politics. It's about psychology. And so people like Trump. Many people like Trump. Many people voted for Trump because they see him as this sort of like a middle finger to the system, right? Especially in his first run. A lot of this was just straight up anti-establishment anger.
Right.
A lot of Americans, rightly or incorrectly, feel that the system has failed them. And then Trump comes onto the scene and says, I will get revenge on your behalf. I will be the middle finger to the system that you can't be, because I have the money, I've got the swagger, I've got the big name, the big popular, you know, platform. So I'm going to punch at the system. And people really responded to that. People really wanted somebody that was going to do that. And he came in and he did that to the Republican Party, smashed the Republican establishment to hell, and then, you know, set his sights on everything else. Well, I don't know why people are surprised that that's not a popular thing to do. Nobody likes to be punched. The establishment doesn't like to be punched. Women, queer people, immigrants, people of color do not like to be punched. But you elected the puncher in chief. And so when people respond to that with their own anger, your sort of identity fusion with President Trump makes you feel like you're being punched. Because that's the way that he set this whole thing up. He says, I'm going to be a retribution. I'm going to be a revenge. Well, that's cool because it makes you feel powerful when he's punching, but it also makes you feel like you are being punched when people punch back.
Look, I agree. I think that's a good observation. And I've also talked many times about how people make their politics so personal that they, you're right, they see themselves in Donald Trump. And many people want to be bullies, and they can't be. They're not bullies for a lot of different reasons. And so they vicariously live through Donald Trump, and they sort of feel like they're a bully. It's kind of like when you kind of feel really good and strong and powerful when your football team wins. We know when the Saints win, Saints fans feel a certain way. It's that vicarious satisfaction that you get because your team won. And I think that's the way a lot of people look at Trump. But this idea of anger is something that people feel like they need to feel. They feel like they need to be angry about something or they're nothing. If you're not angry, well, then, you know, you're not paying attention. If you're not angry, then you're really nothing. And it shouldn't be that way. And one of the problems is that Donald Trump, with a bully mentality, is punching people, is attacking people who he believes don't have any recourse. And so, you know, I don't know how strong that makes him. But he is very strong. Look, the other thing about Donald Trump winning in 2016 is he ran against Hillary Clinton. She was a terrible candidate. She was awful. At a time when America wanted to change, Hillary Clinton was status quo as a politician, and she had a lot of baggage. And man, her baggage was filled with a lot of ugly stuff. The best thing Trump had going for him at a time when America wanted to change was to run against Hillary. the best thing that he had going for him this second time was to run against Kamala Harris, who was a terrible choice and a terrible candidate. And then we've talked about it. There were so many things wrong with that whole scenario. So Trump was the obvious choice for a lot of people who didn't even want to vote for him. But the question is, why are some of the hardcore, dedicated, devout Trump supporters, why are they so angry? I mean, I hear it in their voices. I read it in their text messages. I read it in some emails. Why are you angry? Your guy won. And if somebody has a different opinion from you, what is it about being American that you don't understand? It's okay if somebody has a different opinion from you. That's what this country's built on. So why are you so angry? Your guy won. Why would you even bother with people who have a different opinion from you? But you do bother. You are bothered by it. You get involved in it. You get angry over it. Nobody should say anything about Trump, and nobody. You could just get angry about it. I mean, why is that? I mean, it's just such a waste of energy, in my opinion.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.